Cowabunga, dudes! Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here! Cowabunga! Whoa!
We have become famous, boy. Nickelodeon gonna come out with the whips and chain.
Hey, we paid for that cut, man.
We sure did, but hey, my, he's dead and gone.
Is
he? Got a receipt? No, he's still alive.
Oh, I was about to say, man.
It'll take that long before we become famous. He still got a good 30-piece in him.
Oh, yeah, word.
Nickelodeon coming back for us? Y'all need to worry about that special. Yeah, we going to worry about that special, but motherfuckers starting to turn they cokes and they cards in. I think I'm going to resign. No, nigga. Come back over here. Man, I think I'm going to move on to Cartoon Network, nigga. They seem much safe. Utterly insane. Let's
is
get
there
on
another?
Down.
My bad. One thing. Is there another, like, oh, well, hell, Disney ain't got no good background either. Them only two chit. I mean, like, child fuckers.
Man, you channels go back, like. You go back to anything, man. Everything got some horror in it. Pure horror. And especially anything dealing with children. They be coming back up with that shit, and people be looking around. I can't believe they did that.
You lying to me.
But I bet your ass going to go watch Toy Story 5.
Yeah, well.
I'll stop you when you're wrong.
Look at Black Panther 3 coming out, nigga. Wakanda Forever. That company had a bunch of people raping children. What the fuck that got to do with Wakanda Forever? a new good Avenger movie. That's how people hear. I forget what my mama call it. What's that thing where you say God impregnated you?
Immaculate conception. Yeah,
that's how folk be thinking. Yeah, you know, they just be making up shit and not paying attention. Which, oh, God got me pregnant. That's a lie.
In which alley you hanging at where God hanging at?
I got you pregnant.
Yeah. Was his nickname God?
Never thought about it that way. Welcome back to episode 280 of the Tokyo Black News and Review. And we do apologize for the audio play from last week. You know, this show is live. And can't really fix everything. I know somebody sitting there shaking their head. Kind of podcast you got.
Well,
one that's on the come up.
It's only happened maybe three times in almost 200 and 300 episodes. So we're batting a pretty good average.
I think so too. Like three times, niggas. You know how many times I fucked up my money?
Several.
In a week, nigga. three times, oh, 280 episodes. Oh, nigga, I got countless out that I fucked up my money.
When you fuck up your money.
Every time I think about it, I can do some shit.
Oh, man. Like I said before, welcome back to episode 280. All of these great stories, great whatever you want to call them, are going to be from March the 10th all the way to the 19th, 2024. And if you celebrate it on Sunday, happy St. Patty's Day. Boy, I missed it. I missed that day like hell.
Yeah, me too. It was so much fun when I was younger.
The amount of fish that we kill by dying to see a different color.
Yeah, it was just fucking food dye. It'd be fine.
Yeah. And then you come to figure out you're supposed to be taking food dye in. Yeah, you can imagine what it's doing to your fish around there.
I mean, look, man, if it was good enough for my grandpappy, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, that before they start putting, they start selling food dye for a nickel.
And that's before they start putting that cut on that dye. Why y'all niggas putting cut on food cover, bro? I don't get it. Like,
they learned that shit from black people. If they can do it, we can do it.
The black man didn't know how to cut drugs, so the white man showed him. I'm telling you, we didn't need to cut it. It was always good. When a nigga step on it 20 times, you like to, yeah.
Black people invented the cut so they can get more money out of what they got. They didn't read why the white. Right. That why the white folk got them lumpy heads. They the first one got their baby powder cut. Them niggas wish they were getting that baby powder cut. At least you can go home with that. You got that fat. I'm just saying, you can be upset with that baby powder cut. You get that fentanyl cut, nigga. Fuck all your words and your bills.
Yeah, word. You was definitely going to survive that fucking baby powder cut.
But yeah. You were coming back in 20 minutes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, nigga. You hit that fentanyl, nigga. The hospital going to get at least 23 of them miles. The coroner going to get the rest. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to 80 since it's St. Patty weekend. We're going to call this episode, I Want My Gold. In a way, yes, you can be racist. No, because Brandon is part Irish.
That's true. And seriously.
I want my gold.
And this, you know, we do not own the rights to this, but it came from my own goddamn DVD collection, which you can get off eBay for $27.99 this week. For all seven films of the Leprechaun movie.
Even Leprechaun in the Hood too?
Yes. Don't know why they did that.
That's like $3 a fucking movie. I mean,
Blu-ray too, I think.
Shit, can't beat that.
Hell no. The first two Leprechauns was good.
No, they wasn't. You got to go back and look at all that shit, yeah. Boy. That shit, every one of them ridiculous. But shout out to Warwick Davis. Boy, I ain't never seen a man just hang up the franchise. Leprechaun in the Hood too, he dropped his hat. I think I'm done, Joe. I think I'm done with this shit. You got me rapping. Ice T didn't even come back, and I love Ice T.
I didn't think about that, but yeah.
Me neither. Got this nigga on set in the hood with gold chains on with all that makeup.
Have y'all ever seen it?
I've seen both, all of them, nigga.
Okay.
One and two.
I saw the first one. Look, In the Hood is not horrible. In the Hood is too, it's just like one of them black movies that come on BET. They couldn't just quite get the budget right, but people were asking for it. Hey, boy.
That shit is feeling like House Party 3. You know how you I always tell people, when motherfuckers shoot movies, you can tell when the movie is shot by a great director and you see another nigga shoot some shit with a foul film camera.
He just trying to make it, man.
But damn, nigga, how much I would love to know how much they pay work. You wanna do Leprechaun in the Hood too? No, nigga. I'll give you $10 million. Yes, nigga. I got my raps already.
He dropped that hat, boy. Let's get on down. Somebody will keep dropping that. On them. I forget the end of the movie. I think I'm done, Joe.
This motherfucker's on an eighth of an inch mile.
I like what you did though. Oh shit, y'all niggas terrible.
Oh man, welcome back to the Drum Beats of War. Who's ready for this?
Me.
I was gonna have something I was gonna complain about, but I forgot. But let's get on down to Russian. I mean, Russia has elected Vladimir Putin. Unsurprisingly, 87% of motherfuckers voted for him.
Yeah, landslide victory.
Yeah, the dude who just ran against him died on the prison yard.
Say what? He went. Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. God and everybody else always told you, niggas, be smart. Why you gonna run against a nigga that's been president for 40 years? Like, you're not gonna happen, man. You're gonna end up in the tuna line. Right? Like, how many motherfuckers lasted to get him?
I see what you did there. The tuna line. Throwing you in the river, out the window.
All of it, nigga. It's all lead back to the sea.
Yeah, I mean,
he in prison. My bad, Brandon.
Kudos to that guy, though. Way to have a set of balls.
For what? For him to be brave-hearted? Nigga, I need these, nigga. Y'all ain't never seen Braveheart. Go watch it, nigga. This is the most important fact in your life. Them Nuckies are very important than your moral compass.
You white people, we grab another man's stankies and cut them off. Get on down to the Drum Beats of War, a.k.a. to China responds to Putin nuclear war warning. I read half of that article and said this shit is a fluff piece. Sound like propaganda to me.
We'll see. What he warned about, like...
You really think Putin said, man, I can fight Ukraine, United States of America, and China? No, he can't. He definitely can't afford that one. Motherfucker Joe Biden will pull his leg across smoking a cigarette. Do it, nigga. Make America job easy.
Yeah, I mean, make my job easy.
Yeah, no, it ain't. You may actually survive.
Nah. Even if I did survive, I ain't gonna survive. You know what I mean?
You got a good constitution, man. Hey, what's your sign again, Brandon?
Capricorn.
I don't know, cuz they had gave a list of people who can adapt during a certain situation. You know who's on top of the list?
Who's that?
Gemini, Scorpios. Like many Scorpios, like many like harsh shit happen, they'll adapt pretty fast. Like you got to kill a bunch of motherfuckers like that. You might be right. C-A-I. Cold as ice, nigga. I gotta survive.
Dude, I guess maybe here's the only way I'm walking the wasteland is if, like, my whole family gets wiped out and it's just me left, you know? Then I might walk the wasteland because I ain't, you know, at that point, I ain't got fucking nothing to lose.
I ain't playing no game. I ain't stopping for no bitch with no kid, no family. Nigga, I'm riding through the city. I'm shooting anybody who come and say, brother, I can help. Boom. Can't trust you. Especially a white person. My baby need help. Shoot you and the baby. I can't go to jail now. You can't trust no goddamn body in the end of the world.
You can't. You
find out with a bullet in your head laying with your pants gone. Take his shoes, too. Nope. Little old man come up near me. Boo! Problem solved. If I don't know you, I don't know you. No one cares about all that, man. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's get on up to them people who can no longer be blown away by a shotgun. Well, I guess it's a good thing, right?
What's that?
Not getting blown away by a shotgun.
It's not my preferred way to die, but
then that radiation blast, though.
I mean, as long as I'm in the vaporized zone, you know.
I'm going to be looking like Beavis and Butthead, nigga. You can't stop me. I'll be flying back. Fuck ass. nuclear war my ass.
Takes 3 weeks for everybody in the country to go haywire. That's just enough food motherfucker can survive off of if they have, you know, your neighbors and everybody else chip in. They no longer have anything. It's about time to kill Bob. Motherfucker was short on that mac and cheese.
Oh man, you gotta find an honest nigga during the apocalypse to do the inventory.
Oh man, let's get on up to the upper room. We mourn the celebrities who have passed away in the current week, and that week again, if you have already forgot, March 10th all the way to March 19th, 2024. Some of these people died on St. Patty's Day. Hey Brandon,
yeah.
When you pass away on St. Patty's Day and get to heaven,
I want me gold.
Oh man, so let's get on down to Jean Allison, a veteran TV actress known for her roles in shows like Charlie Angel, Bonanza, Gunsmoke, and Perry Mason with 94. I didn't even look at her IMDb because I know all of those shows.
Yeah, me too.
I knew she had to be close to 100.
Fair.
I mean, you said Bonanza, so that should have gave him a good significant age limit. Because Bonanza, yeah, like
Gunsmoke was before that. I'm pretty sure of it, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Gunsmoke used to be black and white too, didn't it?
Bonanza
went black and white.
I think some of it might have been. It might have been in that in between where they switched over to color. Maybe.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I don't know, but. Yeah, Bonanza's old as hell. Fucking Gunsmoke's old as hell. So, yeah, she...
And Perry Mason was black and white at one time, too.
Was it? No.
Yes, the original Perry Mason was black and white. I remember looking at it on TBS. Shout out to TBS.
Huh, I'll be damned.
I mean, Andy Griffin was white for a long time. And it was a Perry Mason before him, right? Perry Mason came out before that. This is not a Perry Mason. And Andy Griffin was black and white, too. Let's get on down to a USA billionaire drowned in her Tesla after rescuers struggled with her car glass. They said her car glass was too strong. And I had to think about that. I said, what? That sounds like you were murdered.
Dude, no, I don't know. They tout the fucking extra window strength, but I never considered the implications of what if you fall in the fucking river. Like, they were touting that goddamn Cybertruck was going to have windows that you could throw a concrete fucking brick at and it would be fine, but...
Could it stop a shotgun?
I don't know, but apparently it'll seal into a coffin if you get into the goddamn river.
I hate to be this way, but what was the last thing on her mind? I can't believe I bought this expensive-ass car and then the motherfucking window won't open. I'm going to say one thing. Jamar got me a good gift. I had to get me another one. Keep it up front. The one that popped the windows. Now, if that shit don't work, we got a problem. You know how you be on the bottom of the water and that little metal thing? Yeah. Crack the window?
Yeah.
If that shit don't, you better keep. Y'all niggas need to buy them for y'all cars. This shit is important. And if you got a Tesla, nigga, bring your C4, nigga. Anything.
Bring that. You a billionaire. Put that Desert Eagle. Move out the way. Bitch got a gun.
Blue! Yeah, you shoot that with a Desert Eagle. That motherfucker might open a black hole under the water.
Water gonna throw you up. God damn, that hurt. R.I.P. to her. Moving on down to Star Wars actor Michael Culver. Dead at 85. He was in Star Wars The Emperor Strike Back in A Passenger to India. I don't know what that is. But he played Captain Loth Needy. I guess he's one of the motherfuckers who got, I don't know who he was, but he's one of the Imperial Guards. But if you look at his photos, you know who it is.
He's a that guy.
Yeah, he's a that guy that everybody still use videos for, too, because I think maybe he died some type of, because I think they made fun of him in Spaceballs, too.
Was that the hologram man?
No. If we go back and look at the movie, the damn movie been, what, 100 years old? It's over 40-something years old. The Emperor Strike Back?
Yeah, The Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strike Back.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, look, I got Benji Mark.
It would have came out in the early 80s, so yeah, it's got to be at least 44.
Me and Jamal got them gold VHSs, that goddamn the series, my niggas. So I let a nigga want to spend $10,000 on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't buy them. I just bought the originals. One of each is fine.
I got the gold one, the 3-set.
Yeah, I just bought the black one.
Oh. Man. Too bad for you, nigga. I'm sitting on nothing over here.
They're $8 on $8 on that Goodwill website.
Fucking kill. Go ahead, Ma.
Moving on down to Indiana Jones actor died from sepsis. Ahmed El Shinawi. I don't know how he said his last name. I do apologize. I cannot read or write. But he was 75 years old. Christian though this is. He did the Snake Surprise in the 1984 Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Was he the one catching it? Was he the one with the cobra out of the
Yes, I think basket? So. Yeah.
That's the only thing he known for.
A couple, hey, everybody know the Snake Surprise. I think he actually say Snake Surprise. Moving on down to actress Robin Bernard, found dead in an open field. She was only 64 years old, and she was in she played Terry Brock on the soap operas in the 80s and a whole bunch of other stuff. In an open field? I just don't mind my business.
Yeah.
Me too.
Moving on down to Lee Woo Rye, passed away at 24. He was a voice actor. He was on Case Closed. Which is a dope ass show if you've never seen it.
Crayon Shin-Chan, another great show if you've never seen it. Inappropriate for all children.
Shin-Chan?
Yeah, Shin-Chan. And The Haunted House. But you ain't never seen that case closed. That motherfucker make The Great Detective Conan.
Yeah. Huh.
That motherfucker. You never seen that before? Uh-uh. That motherfucker, he makes Sherlock Holmes look like a street thug.
Damn.
He a kid. He was like the greatest detective, and somebody gave him a poison or something to change him into a kid. So now he's a kid living a kid duties and also solving crimes and murders and all that.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Worth looking at, man. Moving on to the greatest guy. I think we ought to put this guy in the upper room. The guy who made the karaoke machine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so we don't need to put him back in there twice.
This guy, yeah.
I don't think we put him in there.
Oh, no. We hadn't talked about him.
Boy, I'm going to fuck his name, or he going to turn over here, grave, and slap me. Sai Jishai. I don't know how you say this man up. Just look at that man. He died at 100. He made the karaoke machine. I'm reading his name how they read black people's names. Quonisha. How the fuck you say that? Actually, no, Quonisha. Shout out to you, man. She's always with cool there.
Oh, yeah. Quonisha. Yeah, Quonisha dope. Hey, Quonisha awesome.
Ain't nothing to play with, but Quonisha awesome. All right, man. Moving on down. Let's get on to this.
Hold on. Can I ask a question? Huh? How big y'all think his pussy game was? Nigga, I created the character. And then was he in China or Japan? Was he in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they gave him all the panties.
I was about to say, it had to be a mile long.
Mr. Karaoke? Yes, nigga, that's me.
Yeah. How rich was that guy? Yeah.
You save people from leaving their homes.
So much free entertainment karaoke over the years. Yeah. I've seen some bombs. Probably later. But it don't matter.
You want to see the bombs. You don't want to see the good people up there showing out. We ain't asked you to go to American Idol. I want to see a bunch of people who can't sing come up here and blow it out. Just as long as you're putting this spirit in it.
I've been up there a few times, boy. I got some songs I'm ready to sing, boy. God damn, boy. Next karaoke place we go to, I'm getting up there, nigga. Yes.
I get dyslexic every time I see them words. They got to be something I know from back to front. Back to front. All right, man. Let's get on up to the pre-upper room. Jennifer Lopez counseled Atlanta tour at State Farm. And I think she counseled a few more. Man, you're 54 years old. Hey, man, it sucks when you realize you old. And I like to come as another washed up actress / singer. God damn, y'all nigga really be hating. She got to keep that check going. But Jennifer, J-Lo, ain't nothing about you important no more. We have moved on to the younger crowd. Man,
well, let me tell you this much. You ain't selling no $1,500 tickets, J-Lo.
Yeah, that's true.
Them days are over. You need to drop them bitches to about $150. Yeah.
Yeah, how much a ticket was? $1,500?
Some of them were $1,500.
She thinks she a Swiftie?
Yeah, you ain't Taylor Swift. You ain't no fucking Beyonce no more, like, if you were ever. But.
And I love the bitch, you ain't Beyonce. You ain't Taylor Swift. You ain't even Rihanna. $1,500.
Yeah, that is audacious. Like, you know, Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones and shit can still get away with that at their age, but not you. You're going to temper.
Yeah, we don't want to hear Jenny from the block and everything. Yeah.
Temper your expectations here.
And then she's rude now. Moving on down to this one's from January. This is from January. We ain't hear about this one. Pre-upper room. Nearly 3-ton pallet of used batteries tossed off the International Space Station, and they was hurtling towards Earth. Any one of them batteries made it, boy. Man had a bad day.
Yeah, they had to fucking give a warning to, like, Germany or something. You know, shit's going to be in the air. Might, you know, just be on the lookout.
You sitting in the house cheating on your wife, or your wife cheating on you, and the battery killed the person you cheating with. That's some hard explaining, dude, about that blood in the bed.
My question was, why did we shoot that out into space?
with the rest of the junk and the rest of the satellites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah.
You ever asked a question, like really think about it? Was that shit sitting in space or was it going into space?
They dropped it out. They just released it.
Going into space? Oh, but like they always show you shit in space floating. So when it got close enough to the altitude where it started getting sucked into Earth, nigga, becoming in a bullet.
Man.
We don't even think about shit like that. Think about it. They dropped it off, nigga, and that motherfucker turned into a rocket lump, rocket man.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting in the house looking at TV and that goddamn and that satin them batteries kill my ex who's sleeping in my house.
I want me gold.
Don't mind if I do. Moving on down to the last three upper room, the Car Jitsu Championship. Well, I'm telling you, nah. That ain't it. Send all the people up to heaven, Brandon. Sorry. I'm sorry, y'all, but we're going to get a karaoke song. Anybody want a song? I bet this nigga ain't, boy, I'm telling you. That big karaoke machine got to be fly as hell in heaven.
Fog machine and shit attached to it.
Why can't that be a goddamn karaoke song? Depressing everybody to make them order Tim O'Beer.
What's that? Oh, that's a room song.
Goddamn ruin the whole mood in the place.
I don't know. You don't want people thinking about dying.
Everybody put their beer down.
Right. Everybody hears that. They're like, oh, man, I need to sober up. And then the party's over.
Maybe.
I ain't never even thought about somebody going real. Now, I have been in a few times. You see a motherfucker singing a real sad song. You be like, God damn, that bitch pouring the heart into it. But then you get somebody else. Say, why this nigga make me feel like this? Nigga, I ain't leave the house to come feel like this. You know what I mean?
Bartender, give me two more.
Yeah, I came here to waste my money, nigga. Look at these other people. I quit singing this. Everybody hurts. Nigga, go home.
But you know what, though? You got to appreciate the karaoke bar. For all those people who ain't good enough to make it, when they do karaoke, they made it.
Oh, yeah. Some people just can't get past that.
We'll give you a shout out. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When America blow up half of China.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Oh, boy, that's funny, man. Hey, the only place in the world you can have car jujitsu.
Living in America.
I thought Jermaine sent this, and I thought this was for play.
I did send it. Thank you, Sunshine.
This shit is actually real.
When play.
I said, car jitsu? Have we ran out of sports that black folk cannot keep? I get we take with it. There was a black guy and a white guy. I forgot who won.
The black guy, because that white, I'm telling you, boy. I said, y'all niggas know how quick a black man move inside a car with somebody fucking with him?
That's true, too.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, Brandon, it was about 3 minutes in that shit. I said, I was looking at it, I was like, I'm confused. Like, this nigga killing this nigga?
He put that seat belt around his neck, and boy, yeah. Hey, Brandon, when that seat belt went around his neck.
I want me gold.
Yeah, I want my motherfucking trophy. I done choked this nigga spitless. I'm telling you, bro. The tap out here. You gotta stick your hand out the window and tap the side of the car. I said, bro, what? I don't even get y'all, nigga. Boy, y'all just get it. A nigga cracked my wind. A nigga smoked my windpipes and car jujitsu for $500. I can't talk no more. I can't see nothing. Nigga, one of my eyeballs done pop. I'm just saying, spitless. Think about it.
When you poop your pan, that's also another tap out.
Yeah. Don't poop your pants in there, nigga. You had to change cars on you niggas.
Oh, man. Before we get to good old American news, I had to apologize. I did not introduce the three hosts again. J.R., the most unarticulate man in the world. We got my boy Jermaine, a.k.a. Easter Nog shouting.
Easter Nog, yeah, nigga.
Or was it Easter Egg shouting?
Easter now, coming up. You right, Easter Nog.
It was Easter Peep shouting. And then we also got my boy Brandon, the white liaison. If he can't explain it, it cannot be explained. Somebody need to explain to me. Every week, you know we're having another hack. medical company, phone company. Shout out to McDonald's for getting it. They got hit with a global IT failure. It ain't IT fault, man. In the United States, Australia, Japan, Hong Kong, and the United Kingdom. With they online orders and all that. That was the hackers telling you get your shit right.
Somebody got fired.
Who?
Somebody.
These niggas ain't getting fired. My bad, Mark. Go ahead.
Bro, a dude told me, I think we actually do use a sort of McAfee for our security at a goddamn high level thing. I said, nigga, what? But he said they only have like 10 like security people. And like you only have like 3 different teams. He said it's impossible for them 30 people to catch everything.
Tell me, I feel that.
I mean, but he said we do use a sort of McAfee, maybe a upper, like a better McAfee.
Like business class security. Yeah.
But you're a billion-dollar company,
quadrillion, because it's all free money.
Utterly insane, man.
First off, why y'all using McAfee? Did y'all?
This wasn't McDonald's. It was another company.
No, I ain't talking about McDonald's. I'm talking about this company you talking about. I'm like, then why y'all using McAfee? Then y'all make this nigga stay on the island and not come back to America?
Get that AVG.
I mean, it's free, nigga. Hey, look, go ahead. Hey, look. It'll at least stop 2 cyber attacks out of 1,000 you get in a day, nigga.
Hopefully it's a good one. Hey, man. This is in. I just found this out too. I was looking for a second. Leprechaun in the Hood budget was $1.2 million. So you can imagine what Leprechaun in the Hood 2 budget was when it was straight to DVD. $1.2 million, Leprechaun in the Hood.
And Warwick Davis got $1 million, so that only left $200,000 to film the actual movie.
I'm with it.
Man,
he probably got $500,000. Like, man, you know, everybody want that horror franchise when you die. He old now. He got it. He will always be a leprechaun. He has his own horror franchise. He has Willow. And he have a lot of things.
I see Brandon's eyes are working. Brandon finna see how much that nigga check was for that movie.
Well, I think he's worth like $20 million, something like that.
I mean, like, how much they pay him to do goddamn...
Well, let's face it. The movie star, they, you know, a lot of them weren't going to the movie theater no more. They were just getting direct to video.
Yeah, I was hoping I could see the budget for... I wanted to see the budget for Leprechaun 6 Back to the Hood.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah, I don't see it listed here either.
$10,000.
That was
shout out to Warwick Davis, man. They say he only worth about $10 to $12 million. That's if he ain't got his money hidden.
Well, I mean, $10 or $12 million is still pretty damn good.
Yeah, look at his IMDb. That shit longer than his legs. Not to be disrespectful.
True that. I see what you did there. That nigga been acting since the 80s, man.
That's true too. Probably before that too. Let's get on down. Former Vice President Mike Pence will not endorse Trump in 2024. Man, go away. And I had to look at how much Mike Pence was worth. All that terror you went through for 4 years, he might be between $1.4 to $2 million, not counting other properties. But white people know how to hide their money. Especially white people who've been in the White House for a long time. All his money goddamn hidden. Can't nobody tell him shit.
Do you understand that this motherfucker will not have a job due coming next year? And I think he know it. Is this nigga still couch surfing? I told y'all, man. That's a possibility.
It's a good question. I don't know. I haven't heard if Mike can stop couch surfing or not.
I'm sorry. White folks always talking about white people always say black people turn they say, you know, we always turning each other faster. That ain't necessarily true. Y'all white folks will turn on a man in 4 years. Everybody will fuck it with Pence, and then 4 years later you were coming to hang him. He ain't do nothing. He ain't said nothing.
He ain't following the rules. He need to follow Trump. Or he finna get dumped. And hell, they got, bro.
Hey, man, it's all good. He got to turn to the fun crescendo, man.
Well, we at least, man, I mean, I applaud Mike Pence for fucking at least maintaining a backbone for the motherfucker who almost got you killed. You know, it would be forever beef between me and Trump if I'd have been there that day. That motherfucker had the nuclear football on him and shit. Like, a motherfucker got shot trying to get to him.
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, hey, like... There ain't no, I would never endorse Trump. I mean, I wouldn't endorse Trump being me, but I especially wouldn't endorse Trump being him, you know.
Yeah.
This nigga finna be working at Home Depot. I better wake up now. He ain't selling no books. He ain't did none of that shit. Now, he gonna need some work.
He could sell a big book if he wanted to fucking talk about that fucking January 6th shit.
He ain't gonna sell no books, nigga. Who gonna buy it, nigga?
Red State Town, nigga. Yeah. I might to see what fucking his point of view was.
I seen it on TV. I don't need no cracker point of view. Yeah. I got it recorded on my phone. I seen what the white folk were doing.
A lady got shot. Boy. And you know what's funny? You shoot one, they all ran like roaches.
That's all you gotta do. You drop a couple people and everybody else will really start thinking pretty hard about if they really want an insurrection.
Yeah, the ones outside still were going crazy. Yeah. Got to drop them firecrackers and that smoke and that tear gas and
the hell they did.
Billy Club, and they Billy Club police officers and shit. I ain't never seen some more white terror not run. Nigga, one firecracker off with a bunch of niggas in there. Nigga, everybody skimming, run out the damn door.
Like I said, the lax security in there blew my fucking mind. Like I said, I thought Terminator robots, like there would be secret panels in the wall and Terminator robots would come out and would just, you know, commandos through the ceiling, ninjas out of the fucking shadows. There were none of that.
I just wanted to see one Gatling gun. Wanted to see one scene from Contra in this motherfucker, but it never happened.
Dude, just I thought for folks. Sure they were going to fire into that crowd once they started trying to breach them doors and...
And see how they white, I told you. Black folk, they would have ran us over with tanks already before we even got to the yard.
Man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, yeah, I believe that. It was crazy. And it should have been a national day of mourning for all those goddamn dumb rednecks that tried to open that door, you know.
Well, moving on down to thehill.com. Shout out to Bernie Sanders, man. I ain't even know he still was doing things around here. But he said he gonna unveil a 32-hour work week bill, and we still get a 40-hour pay. Hey, man, I fuck with you. Come on, dog, I fuck with you.
I mean, God bless that crazy old man. Yeah,
right. It ain't hurting these niggas. They found out a way to make us work longer hours with less pay. The only way you can survive by getting overtime. You remember working 40 hours, a nigga was good. Now a nigga gotta get an extra 10 just to pay the bill.
That's true. I'll stop you when you're wrong. And you, guess what? The company never had to give you overtime, bro. They are working you to death. And I love all the white company. Old liberal. Can't no company afford to pay them. Let me tell you something, Jack. When your CEO, CFO, and all them other hillbillies in the corporate head getting $20 million or $40 million a year, there's always a little leave room for some stimmy checks in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? But, no man.
Yeah, they can't afford that. Yeah.
No CEO should be taking $30 million home a year, bro. That ain't even their money.
That's $30 million just for, like, bonuses.
Yeah, and that's not even the stock options and all that shit there, man. Come on, man. A CEO should be making $10 million a year, if that. Now, if you work with a big corporation like Disney, you should have multiple ones for each sector, not for all of Disney. Motherfucker bringing home $90 million, $120 million a year. Nigga, what is that? You make more than everybody at Disney make.
Combined.
In a year's time. Combined. That's insane to me.
Go ahead, Mama.
Bring them 32 hours down the pike hole for me, Jermaine.
You nigga got to pay attention. I hate when we have all these company men and womans. If a company tell you we have record breaking sales, a record profit, nigga, and you got a quarter, nigga, count your money, nigga. because you ain't making no record profit anything, nigga. You making the soup line just a little bit stronger, nigga. For real, man. I mean, like, they make all this money, make all this profit, and nigga tell you what a company can't do. Y'all can do a whole lot. Can let everybody walk out, nigga. It'll take 10, it'll take 2 days for them to lose $20 million. They give you whatever you want.
Yep.
Think about that, Brandon. Y'all, hey, look, man, I always say to man, the white man would be hurting if niggas don't spend money for 2 days in America. If don't no black people spend no money for 2 days, Brandon, boy, you gonna see some white folk heads explode. No Jordans? You telling me niggas ain't eating no hot wings?
We'll bankrupt them, boy. You know how you know it was true? When COVID happened, nobody wanted to go to work after them stimming. We paying $29 an hour. He had no money last year, nigga. Where you get this from?
Bingo. Bingo.
Bingo. And then they talking about people making too much money. Eventually, y'all just going to price yourself out of the market. You're going to have to make some livable wage going to have to be given out eventually. Shit's getting so high, bro. Who can afford all this shit? I go to the grocery store, spend $125. And I'm like, I ain't eating half this stuff. Then you're buying stuff you don't need. But I do need some chicken wings this week, some hash brown. Everything's on sale this week. Why would I keep buying it at a higher price?
$125 worth of groceries ain't shit. Now, you can carry that in the house by yourself. Think about that, Brand. You coming out, I got the groceries. Nigga, you got 3 bags of groceries in each hand. Nigga, what you buy? I got 2 meats over here and the rest of them vegetables, nigga. 100, and I gave my bad some Coca-Colas. I left them in the car.
Well, some got to give. Moving on, man. Let's get on down to the popinsider.com.
They popping about.
Nah, okay, I had to read. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was reading this. What are they talking about? But Jermaine sent this. Jermaine is the only person excited 30 years later, asking for Street Sharks to come back on TV. Don't nobody care about Street Sharks. Like they only got in water half of them 2 seasons. Didn't make a lot of sense. Then they start adding more Street Sharks, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Where the hell y'all come from? Oh, we got hit with the same shit that y'all took out from the first season.
I ain't even think about that. I forgot about the nigga adding the rest of them Street Sharks. All y'all niggas supposed to be alien sharks. And Jamal was right.
They were human beings who got hit with some type of thing and turned them into human sharks. They were like all XXX, skateboarder, football player.
They turned them into sharks. That's right. Where the hell all them other enemy sharks come from?
It was the other enemy that the doctor kept pumping shit into the fight the street sharks. They was the toughest around. Collapse the building they in. That's how you kill the street sharks.
Hey, nigga, they on their 30th anniversary. That's the only I would like to get them toys if I had some money. They 30th anniversary. I'm with it, nigga. Street Shark!
People love Street Shark, man. Shout out to Tucker Carlson. He'll be there the week 2.0. This is from therap.com. The Rap. WRAP. Tucker Carlson tricked by YouTubers claiming they edited Kate Middleton Mother's Day photo. How is it possible this old young looking man keep getting tricked? He got to be doing this shit on purpose now just for clout. Man, bring any one of them crazy ass niggas on here, man. I need anybody. I get more money when they think I've gone crazy. That motherfucker turning into Maury.
mean, after Fox fired that ass nigga, do anything for that money.
Man, you're right. Maybe he is crazy like a fox. Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man, fuck him. All I can think about, every time I think about it, I said, you was a lucky. I don't know what it, how, I want who keep pumping this motherfucker full of money, because, like, how you get, like Jamal, how you get the Russian, nigga?
He comes from money.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's part of, like, the Swanson TV dinner family.
That's slop. No offense.
Yeah.
I've eaten, you know, back in the day, they was tasty. You eat that shit. Now you get these styrofoam chicken nugget from and it's hollow corn.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker hungry, man. Every time I think about that shit, I was in Kroger, man. And I went to Kroger and Walmart. They right across the street from each other. I seen a nigga in there. This nigga had to have about 100 hunger, man. Then I said, I know you. I know for a fact you stay by yourself. You got to, bro. He had a cart full of Hunger Man dinners, different flavor. I went to Walmart. I seen a nigga with a cart full of banquets. I'm like, what y'all nigga doing, man?
Dude, I didn't think about it, but yeah, it's like a fucking corn vampire sucked all the insides out, and it's just a fucking corn husk that's in there. There's no nutrients in that corn. There's none left. That is the shit they swept up off the floor after they got through making actual shit. Yeah. Bruh.
I would put that goddamn butter and water in mashed potatoes. I said, look at this shit just evaporate. I said, how they put a brownie on here that don't even stay up brownie when you take it out the microwave? You know, niggas overcook shit. That shit gross, my nigga. Jamar, yeah. Right. Everything eating that hollow, nigga.
Hey, man. Shout out to Salisbury Steak. Hey. Free up. I rarely meet a motherfucker who say I'm dying for some Salisbury Steak, but you always go get that from that banquet meal. That shit disgusting. And I don't know where they get that newspaper.
Salisbury Steak rules. Yeah.
Not banquet, not that Hunger Man style.
I mean, if that's what you got, then Salisbury Steak ain't a bad choice.
It's Salisbury paper.
Oh, that shit taste horrible. That's why you eat the double XL Hunger Man. That shit come real frozen chicken. But hey, man, moving on down. Let's get on down to the Hollywood Unlock. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Jermaine go to the casino and then took all his money.
I want me gold.
Go down to somebody else who's still betting for their gold. Bruno Mars, as he owes $50 million in gambling debt at the MGM casino. But I had to read this whole article, right? So they say he used to be a gambler before he became famous to pay the bill. Hey, man, you know, you used to be a gambler. So when you get money, you know when to walk away from the table when you got it, when you need that lemon honey for the rent. But when you got money, I said they let you build up $50 million. I ain't mad at you. Shout out to him. But here's the caveat, whatever you like to say. This motherfucker make like $1.5 million per night at the Bellagio Hotel. He makes $90 million a year, but after taxes, his person said it's like $60 million. It don't matter. His debt is not as big as what he bringing in.
Yeah, but it's not by much. That motherfucker, dude, $50 million, you are a degenerate gambler, sir.
That's just from them. And then he got his own nightclub down there and then a pinky ring. He probably work. And then his concerts, whatever he do, he's making outside money, but he working at the Bellagio or the MGM Grand Hotel for free. Hey. And they gave him his own nightclub.
When that pit boss walks up to him, he's got to tell him.
If you really don't like me, just act like you like me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this motherfucking money.
Despite living in a casino, various properties for free, which he has contact and places, the public report, we should be banking, saving a lot. He don't give a fuck about that. He may not be here all his life.
Bruno, what does it say? Bruno Mars is the internet say he worth $175 million. So, whatever. Hey, look.
Hey, Bruno. Hey. Hey, Jermaine.
Huh?
Bruno, come in there. Get out the table, nigga. What you finna say?
Oh, shit. I got money in my hand. And the big start singing all his hits. Get these niggas off the table. Bro, but for you to blow $50 million, however long it take, nigga, Bellagio let you get $100 million. You gonna pay up? Fuck you, nigga.
Well, he working for him, too, so they probably taking it out of the money.
Garnishing his wages. Bruno Mars after he gets took for $4 million.
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas bring some chicken wings? Two hoes. A red bone and a white girl.
But he don't pay for nothing. He don't pay for food. He don't pay for lodging in the best places around there. He do everything for free. I guess, you know, $50 million is a lot of goddamn money.
Yeah, that's a lot of jack.
Let's not forget. Then it wasn't Allen Iverson like $75 million in debt where they end up cutting off his credit or something in Las Vegas?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he can't. He was deep. He can't come back to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Ben Affleck can't come back to Las Vegas because once he did that movie to Count Cards. Nah, nigga, you count cards. You can't come out here no more casino.
Is that real?
Yeah. Check it out.
Huh.
Hey, man, move on down to CenterBland.com. Power Ranger, original Red Ranger actor, launching a clothing line featuring Hitler quotes, and Amy Jo Johnson had a blunt response. You know, do you remember when Amy Jo Johnson used to be your girl?
Yes.
And now you just look at Amy Jo Johnson like an old woman. I'm old, too. It happened. Don't nobody want me no more because I'm unattractive. I'm not the young stud I used to be. Wavy hair, talking crazy, good old energy. It happened. I looked at her the other day. I was like, huh, ain't my girl no more. You a woman.
What? You crazy. Woman. She still looks good.
Yeah. You don't like her as much as you used to. You know what I'm saying?
What are we talking about?
Amy Jo Johnson.
I mean, I used to, back in the Power Ranger days.
We all do the same thing. Sorry about that, Jermaine. The older you get, you be like, ooh, look at that 25-year-old, 30-year-old hot thing. Amy Jo Johnson, almost 40 now. Who wants 40? You, grandma?
Almost. You got that young 50s.
Dude,
close to it.
Y'all motherfuckers 45, are high. 46. Y'all are high. She still looks fly.
You ain't thought about Amy Jo Johnson since I mentioned her today.
Yeah.
Cheekbones.
Well, I mean, yeah, she doesn't stay on the tip of my brain, but like, you know.
Let's see what my baby look like. Y'all, you can carry she, on.
She's still fly. Get out of here. I'm not going to stand for this Amy Jo Johnson slander.
Hey, take it all
made,
day, but
she... You know, she made me put my... Amy Jo Johnson made a nigga do pocket pool, so...
And you want to marry her and Trina and the Asian girl. Her name was Trina. Yes. R.P. the hub, but moving on down.
She still can get it like sideways, but you know. She lost her. She need to wear a pink leotard, not see her. Get that flap back, baby.
Wearing them old lady clothes. Well, yeah. She ripped the guy for saying he going to have Hitler quotes, Bruce Lee quotes, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he's hiding that in there, but Hitler quotes, come on, dog.
Go, anti-Semitism.
And yeah, no shit, like, you know, people are like, you know, is he going to have Stalin and fucking Pol Pot and goddamn, you know, Kim Jong-un or whatever? Like,
hey, man, this is America.
Stalin was a cold motherfucker.
This is America, Jack. Do whatever you want to do. Whatever you know what, I don't even give a fuck no more. The craziness. They went to the capital. They went to the capital city to go hang some niggas. I don't give a damn what you got on your t-shirt no more. You know why? We've already, the coconut has already fallen from the tree. Why would you even wear, who gonna buy that shirt? White people. It ain't gonna be a black man wearing one shirt with Hitler on it. We don't even know nothing about Hitler.
There,
we just know that mustache
is
unattractive.
There will be one.
Oh.
Your boy Kanye.
Hey, man, you got to live, man.
There'll be exactly one.
But somebody, you hate you. I don't hate nobody, man. I don't really hate nobody. I hate everybody as equally. I don't give a damn what you do. Because whatever I say, it actually means nothing. Right or wrong. My opinion isn't worth a bowl of soup at the homeless shelter.
And neither is Amy Jo Johnson when this nigga need to get out of jail check. He need that money.
You just forgot. He just went to jail for COVID fraud. Nigga would do anything to keep the lights on. He just got into he just put his Power Ranger suit on at 45. Do you know what that means for him?
That makes me wonder. Yeah, I forgot that. I was like, didn't he go to jail for something? But
and
I couldn't.
How did he get out?
Dude, so fast? You think he planned to fucking join the fucking Aryan Brotherhood while he was in there? Started rubbing off on him too much?
And he actually know karate, too. Go in there and beat your ass. Who are you? Don't ask me no goddamn question. I'm the Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm. You know why they call me the Red Ranger? Because I don't like niggas. Hey, look, let me tell you something, bro. The most crazy factor for me, my bad. He probably like black folks. I didn't mean to slide that in there.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly. But you know, my thing like that, look, bro, we ain't got no relationship. You think I give a fuck Amy Jo Johnson talking about that bitch worth money? I need to get out of jail, nigga. And she ain't gave me nothing. And them the only friends y'all got. Talk about another celebrity, man. We ain't friends.
They worked together 90 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like, leave Amy me alone, Georgia, bitch.
Why do you feel about that? I don't care, nigga. I'm here to get that check. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
What is that dude name? Hey, when Austin St. John show up at the t-shirt convention.
I want me gold.
If you really don't like me, nigga, I like you like me, nigga. We can get this motherfucking money. Go Power Rangers.
Amy Jo,
$1.5 I think.
Well, worth a cool $600,000, it says here.
Shit, your opinion mean nothing.
And I wouldn't even be talking to them. Hey, look at my face, man. I got a mortgage to pay. You want a Power Rangers? You want an autograph, nigga?
Hey, man, when I seen George Zimmerman signing packages of Skittles at a convention for $25, man, what the fuck I care what anybody say? That ain't to bring the shit down. We have already lost our mind. Why should you even worry that he's selling T-shirt with Hitler? When I go to certain places around Georgia, motherfucker had that Confederate flag T-shirt sitting in the front. Well, I'm going to go past this one and buy this I Love Helen T-shirt instead of, oh, you know, that old country ass T-shirt sitting in the front.
Man, look here. I hope that if I come to y'all and I'm like, hey, I got an idea for the podcast. We're going to make some T-shirts with Hitler quotes on them that y'all are going to stand up and try to stop me, you know.
Think of what?
Because I clearly have a brain tumor or something. Cause
now I'll be like this. Where the market going to be at? We need to make sure it ain't America. I'm all about that money. Go sell a T-shirt goddamn somewhere outside of Russia.
Yeah, this is 1.5, so I don't know, somewhere in that range, I guess.
Hey, man, people sell children. Don't give a damn about no Hitler T-shirt. People are selling people in sex slave trafficking. I can give a damn about a Hitler T-shirt. Can we get them people back? Can we start having people on the back of a milk carton who've been missing since they were 16?
Yeah, get them niggas out. Get them niggas off the streets. Don't worry about a nigga in that Hitler shirt.
He just trying to make a dollar, man. You know, I'm going to be like white folks. Shit. What the market going to be like? Hey, it's still a Klan T-shirt being sold out there. In hood. That are professionally made. Would you like your Klan hood? I'm good.
You can go to an actual website, nigga, and buy your Klan hood, and they now, nigga, said nothing to stop it. I always think.
I'm sure you're on a list somewhere.
What list, nigga? The bold and powerful.
I'm just saying, if you buy a Klan hood off of the internet, you're cataloged somewhere.
But what, nigga? They ain't cataloged these niggas for 1,000 years, and now they ready to catalog them? They don't care.
When you got people online calling a little big nose monkey, I don't give a damn about no T-shirt. We got to stop that internet bullying, too, boy. White folk be going insane. Moving on down. We're going to skip Dylan Mulvaney. How do you say her last name?
Mulvaney?
Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney.
Mulvaney, she tried to fix the Bud Light boycott by pitching an ad where cowboys and trans people shared a beer. Let me tell you something. We live in a world of imagination. When you use said imagination, make sure it is a good imagination that makes sense. If they almost bankrupt the company just because you got one bill that didn't even hit the streets, what do you think white folks going to do? The cowboys next. The goddamn company be selling their bill in big lots. They'll be selling that motherfucker in Family Dollar.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crack. If I come to you, that's... The damn Hitler T-shirt sound better than that idea.
I don't know if I can go that far.
Come on, dude, if I can't, hey, bro. Let's make cowboys and trans people share a beer together. At least you know people gonna have some. People ain't gonna buy the Hitler shirts, and we'll bankrupt him in a week.
But this shit right here, man, that'd put Budweiser out of business, bro. They'd have been selling their beer for the price it should be, $2.99 a 12-pack. True. This is true. I'm with my big brother. $2.99 just right for their beer. But they don't get it.
I'm not a fan of Hitler at all. I'm just keeping it real. I'm sick of – we always talking about boundaries. I know what my boundaries are. I know what Jermaine is, Dusty, Brandon, Christian, Alisa, everybody. But niggas are still doing this crazy shit, and you can't stop them. So why should I have to tell you what my boundaries are when this hillbilly on national TV telling you I'm finna get some Hitler t-shirt? Whatever. Nigga, if a t-shirt company made it, do what you want. If you can put Tupac, Biggie, and Abraham Lincoln on a t-shirt, do whatever the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? What? How can I fight that? We can't. I ain't even worried about that crazy shit no more, man. Moving on.
Hey, go ahead, Jermaine. Let me say one thing. The most insane thing is that this motherfucker thought that trans people hanging with cowboys were going to fix the company. You finna bankrupt the motherfucker because Budweiser's main source of beer is always wet. Rednecks, horses, and cowboys, nigga. I'm just saying, cowboy. Nigga. You make a cowboy look weak. Hey, it's a rap, cuz.
Do you think we live in an age where people just don't truly understand anything they do or say anymore?
No, they just got a soapbox and everybody think what they saying is important. And it's not important, my nigga. It's not important. Like Jamar said, nigga, this nigga here on national television, nigga, Hitler t-shirts. Like Jamar said, this shit can go two ways. We can bankrupt this nigga in a week, or he can make $100,000 in a week.
And that's why I forget. You know, they say the new age kids now are sympathizers to Hitler. I'm like, what? When the fuck that happened?
Yeah, yeah, they what? What? I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah, it was an article. That? It was like a month ago, right?
A couple months ago, maybe a month ago. We're not millennials, right?
Yeah, yes.
They say we are millennials since we were born in the 80s. But
so
yeah,
which
Gen
ones
Z's.
After us? Gen Z's are sympathizers to Hitler.
Yeah, it was on the news, man. That shit made news, nigga. Not just ABC, nigga. Dateline, nigga. Norrell O'Donnell.
Hell, I can't stop nobody. Do y'all remember Walt Disney?
What'd you say, Jamal?
Y'all remember Walt Disney?
Yeah.
He was a Nazi sympathizer. I'm like, God damn, I looked that shit up. This shit real?
Yeah, Henry Ford. Same.
Yeah, so and how many Ford cars y'all buying every day?
A whole lot of them.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.